renowned photographer Mike Ruiz is here to talk about his book, Pretty Masculine, that's now available on a new app, and his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Tell us about Pretty Masculine.
Well, there's a lot to tell. Pretty Masculine started out as an exploration of breaking down gender stereotypes, specifically in males. You know, like I was trying to deconstruct the idea of what it meant to be masculine. So I wanted to shoot a bunch of images, you know, using hyper-masculine men, but sort of softening them by using feminine elements, you know, like flowers. And so basically, you know, it was a very subtle way of deconstructing the idea of what it means to be masculine. And that resulted in a coffee table book, which I put out last year, and, you know, I sold it out pretty quickly. And I wanted to continue this exploration, but I wanted to include women, androgynous men, and trans women. You know, I just wanted to be more inclusive of the entire community and just kind of really address gender stereotypes. So that's how the app manifested, and it's become this really great platform of creativity. It's become like this hub of creativity for, you know, not only for myself, but for everyone involved, all of the models, all of the incredible, amazing artists. You know, I've had so many incredible body artists who do, like, very elaborate body makeup on models. And I've also had some amazing costume designers and hair people. You know, so it's been a very creatively satisfying project.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT equality?
Well, stemming from my selfishness and extending out into, you know, into the masses, obviously I want equal rights, and I've always wanted equal rights. And, you know, ever since I was, you know, a preteen, I basically always stood up for myself. You know, I was marginalized as a kid for a multitude of reasons. You know, I was the most ethnic person for 100 miles. I grew up in the suburbs of a little town in French Canada, where everyone was not only French, you know, and I was an Anglophone, so, you know, I was marginalized for that. I was marginalized for being ethnic. I was marginalized for being slightly effeminate. It was rough. It was, you know, I had a rough childhood as a result, and something washed over me, and I just decided, you know, I was not going to stand for it. It was unfair. It was unjust. It was rooted in ignorance, and I wasn't going to take it anymore. And, you know, I sort of turned it all around in high school, you know, like I just, I decided I wasn't going to be bullied, and I didn't become a bully, but, you know, I certainly stood up for myself, and I did not let anyone bully me, you know, and that's carried into my adult life. You know, I had this path where I overcame all these obstacles to make a life for myself that I'm happy and proud of. I feel like I should share that with other people, you know, help them facilitate, you know, achieving their dreams and overcoming obstacles of their own. So that's kind of why I do what I do. When I started as a photographer, you know, my goal was to create a more beautiful world for myself aesthetically, and that's expanded to include helping people create a better world for themselves, not only aesthetically, but in every way, finding some peace of mind and some happiness.
What was your reaction to Obama finally including our LGBT community in his inaugural speech?
I burst into tears. I anticipated him including, you know, the LGBT community in his inaugural speech because he's been, you know, very vocal about it. But you know, just actually hearing it in that context, in that form, you know, and seeing all the people respond to it in a positive way, it was really overwhelming. It just made the whole thing so mainstream. You know, it made it like a civil rights movement that anyone who doesn't participate in is going to be on the wrong side of history. And that's what it made me realize. And I'm like, wow, this is so awesome. This is a pivotal moment in history. I remember when Reagan wouldn't even acknowledge AIDS and HIV, you know, by allocating any funds to research. And now the president is including, you know, our community in an inaugural speech. It's really amazing. It's emotional, but really something we should be taking for granted. You shouldn't even have to be discussing this stuff. You know, just the same way the civil rights movement. Everyone should have equal rights. It should be a given. You know, it shouldn't be something that we should be so grateful to be acknowledged for. You know, once we're given, you know, any kind of right, we have to give the person who gave it to us a medal. We deserve it. We're human beings. The short answer to your question is I burst into tears.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish in the next 4 years for LGBT civil rights?
Well, I would like for them to get rid of the Defense of Marriage Act. You know, I think that's the biggest obstacle to everything that we strive for. I think feel that, I think the sky's the limit. I think that'll sort of even the playing field in a multitude of ways. That'll be the most beneficial thing to the community.
You mentioned about being bullied as a kid, and you know LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers. You know, we still have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
My advice would be to try and understand that that portion of their lives is a blip. At the time, it seems like that's all that ever was and all that ever will be, but it is such an insignificant blip in the scheme of one's life to throw your life away. Basically, what boils down to, you know, a few months of your life is ludicrous. You know, for you to try and wrap their heads around that, that it's just a blip, and to ride it out. You know, I mean, even as an adult, you know, now that I understand that, you know, there are periods in my life where, you know, they're still difficult. But I know now, I understand now, I've been able to overcome other things, and I know that I can overcome anything. But when you're young, you don't always know that. You always think that, you know, like, this is going to be how your life is always going to be, but it's not. It's just a blip. It's insignificant. Like, I chuckle now, you know, like, people who bullied me in school, like, it's kind of laughable now, because I realize now how absolutely insignificant it was in the scheme of my whole trajectory in my life.
How can people get information about Pretty Masculine?
You can go to my website at mikeruiz.com. The app's very interactive, and it's actually a really great way to see how images are created. You know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes video and a lot of corresponding video to each image. And there's also model interviews and artist interviews. And it's such a content-rich app that, you know, it's so informative, and you can learn so much about my process, about the creative process in general, and specifically, if you want to really narrow it down, you could learn specifics about a certain model or a certain artist or what went into a certain image. So if you go to iTunes and you do a search for Pretty Masculine, you'll get the synopsis. And also, there's information on my website, mikeruiz.com.
What other projects are you working on?
I am doing a t-shirt line, and, you know, I call it wearable art because basically what it is full photographic quality images printed on silk panels that are then stitched onto organic bamboo and cotton t-shirts. And, you know, so it's not just like a silk screen of an image on a t-shirt. It's an actual collectible photographic quality printed silk panel on a t-shirt. So, you know, I'm doing those, and, you know, those are available through my website as well, mikeruiz.com/store. And I also partnered with a menswear designer. They're called Jay Sheck, and they do really beautiful, beautifully tailored menswear, and I partnered with them to do a capsule collection. And my pieces are, they're a little more rock and roll inspired. They're not, like, business attire, for sure, but, you know, they're classic cut jackets and suits, and, you know, they're great for events or for festive occasions. Much like everything that I've embarked on, you know, I didn't have training as a fashion designer, but, you know, I did have a certain understanding of aesthetic and what I like, and I was able to convey that to the designers, and they were able to execute it for me. So, you know, it was a really satisfying collaboration. And those are available at, if you go to anyoldiron.net and just do a search for Mike Ruiz. All of the t-shirts and the menswear collection will come up.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. My mantra is, if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. And I know that sounds very simplistic, but what it means is your perspective on things is everything. And if you choose to be miserable about everything, you're just going to be a miserable person. You know, so you have to find the joy in everything that you do. If you have a job that wasn't your first choice, you have to find joy in it, and you have to find pleasure in it. And if you really cannot find pleasure in it, then you have to find something that will give you gratification and joy. You know, unfortunately, I found photography, which led to a myriad of other things that I love doing. And, you know, I put a lot of hard work into it, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I haven't worked a day in my life because, you know, it's been a labor of love the entire time. So that's kind of the words that I live by, is just to, you know, to find joy in everything.